Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Disorderly Conduct. It is Wacky Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. I'm Vince, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Tonight is the eve of the United States of America's Independence Day. Yes, it's not the birthday of our nation. It is a celebration of our Declaration of Independence, of us declaring independence from the Russians, or no, the Chinese. I forgot who we, it doesn't matter. Tomorrow's the big day. Today was a big day for independence in Egypt. The folks in Egypt declaring their independence again, having another revolution, only 2 years after the first one that they had. They have brought down, in a military coup, they've brought down the democratically elected leader of Egypt. Yeah. They went through all that trouble 2 years ago for a revolution to bring down Hosni Mubarak, who was president for about 75 years. And 1 year after democratically electing this dude Morsi, they're already sick of him. I can't believe it. It's just ridiculous. But it's going on. I mean, it looks like a party down there in Tahrir Square. Like this time around, they have a laser light show and fireworks, all kinds of pyrotechnics going on. It's pretty wild. I'm really digging those laser pointers, though. I kind of want to get, after seeing the footage of the folks demonstrating there in Tahrir Square, it kind of makes me want to get one of those laser pointers. Those things are badass. Somebody on the internet was kind enough to point out where I can find one of those laser pointers. Those things are pretty heavy duty. Like, you can get busted if you shine that at anything. But it, anyway. Congratulations, people of Egypt. You're free again. Except you're under military rule again. Essentially, what this does is basically clarify the fact that there's a military junta that runs that country. And who is the biggest supporter of that military junta? That's right, the United States of America. It's our tax dollars that helps fund that military that is kind of the de facto leader of that nation. But whatever, it is what it is. I was really torn about doing a show tonight. After last night, I just wasn't feeling it. I felt like I needed a night off. And then I thought about not doing a show tonight, and I didn't like that idea either. So here I am. I'm doing this show. It's going to be, for better or for worse, it's going to be something. I do want to explore the U.S. Constitution. I think that it's high time we explore this document before it becomes totally obsolete. So I don't know if I'll read the entire document tonight. It's pretty fucking long, but I'm gonna tear into some of it. Let's see who we have in the chat room. Oh, hey, there's some ladies in there. What's up, Becalina? Chef Bonardie, who is firsties. Dead Rabbit, spelled all Lee Taxor style. Dead Rabbit, D34DR4BB17. Free It All's in the house. What up, Free It All? Welcome to the program. Couple of guest listeners, just another 777. Perv Pinata in the house. Scissor's in the house. Hey, what's up, Scissor? And 421 in the house. We got a nice, small, intimate crowd. I'm glad you're all here with me. Hopefully I won't bore you too much this evening. If you want to call in and join me, we can talk about whatever's on your mind. If you want to help me recite parts of the U.S. Constitution, we can do that as well. But I just thought that since it appears that most of the folks on Twitter who love to throw around the stuff seem to think they know what the U.S. Constitution says and what's covered in it. And there's a lot of Congress critters that I don't believe have ever read the whole entire thing. But it probably would be, I don't know, maybe, oh, Legendary Asshole's here now too. What's up, Legendary Asshole? What are you guys talking about in the chat room? Chef Bonardi says, in before NSA. Yeah, Chef Bonardi was in before the NSA, even. Yeah, good times. Okay. You know what? I need to take a nice big sip of water. Get ready to hunker down to do this thing. If you know anybody out there that doesn't know what's in the U.S. Constitution, I feel like I probably should be reading the Declaration of Independence instead, because that's what we're celebrating tomorrow. But, and that's kind of shorter, isn't it? I don't know. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up and get back to you guys. Free at all is taking vape hits. Dude, don't take vape hits while you listen to my show. It's going to make it more interesting that way. I'm not taking vape hits. Hell no, dude. That'll make me retarded, bro. Like, seriously, I'm a lightweight. All I need is like one puff and I'm out. I'm good. I don't need any of this crazy vaporizer crap, dabs and all that shit. That's just too, it's too hardcore for me. I can't do it. Okay. All right. I'm going to get prepared to do some reciting and be right back after this word from the Bangle. I usually play, you know, I call this Wacky Wednesday. And I have Manic Monday where I play a Bangles song on Manic Monday. I thought this would be appropriate to play tonight, considering what's going on in Cairo and the rest of Egypt. Here's the Bangles. I'll be right back. Ooh.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you. Welcome, iBots, to the chat room. Thank you for joining us tonight, iBots. Who else joined us late? Tolkis is in the house. Tolkis. Oh, hey. Here's a newsflash, folks. iBots is stoned tonight, okay? Yeah. Yeah, seriously, are you sitting down? You should be sitting down because iBots, that's right, you heard it right here. iBots is in the chat room and she's stoned. Seriously, iBots, at this point, it would only be noteworthy for you to tell us when you're not stoned. Okay? That's when we, that would be information, okay? Okay. All right, so tomorrow's July 4th, and I don't know if I'm going to do a show tomorrow. I might take the 4th off and just go watch fireworks and have a good time. So tonight, I will be reciting the Declaration of Independence. This was signed over 9,000 years ago today. It goes like this. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security, for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their form, alter their former systems of government. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. Okay. This is written a long time ago, dudes. It's hard to read this shit. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then there's like this list of shit. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. Okay, this is just a laundry list of grievances, of which some include for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of a trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it's just all kinds of things. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and blah, 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 and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of something or other. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, and friends. Enemies in war, peace, in peace, friends. Got it. Bear with me, people. I'm almost done. A little refreshment there. Where was I? We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions due in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. And then there's all the signers. Representing Georgia, Button Gwinnett. These are your founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. Out of Georgia, it's Button Gwinnett. Lyman Hall, George Walton. Out of North Carolina, it's William Hooper, Joseph Hughes, and John Penn. South Carolina, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Haywood Jr., Thomas Lynch Jr., Arthur Middleton. Massachusetts, John Hancock. Maryland, Samuel Chase, William Packa, Thomas Stone, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, something or other. Virginia, George Wise, Richard Henry Lee, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Harrison, Thomas Nelson Jr., Francis Lightfoot Lee, Carter Braxton. Where am I now? Oh, Pennsylvania. Robert Morris, Benjamin Rush, Benjamin Franklin, John Morton, George Kleiner, James Smith, George Taylor, John Wilson, George Ross, Delaware, Cesar Rodney, George Reed, Thomas McKean, New York, William Floyd, Philip Livingston, Francis Lewis, Lewis Morris, New Jersey, Richard Stockton, John Witherspoon, Francis Hopkinson or something or other, John Hart, Abraham Clark, New Hampshire, Josiah Bartlett, William Whipple, Massachusetts, Samuel Adams, John Adams, Robert Treat Payne, Albridge Gerry, Rhode Island, Stephen Hopkins, William Ellery, Connecticut, Roger Sherman, Samuel Huntington, William Williams, Oliver Wolcott, New Hampshire, Matthew Thornton.
All right, and that's it.
That's your Declaration of Independence, kids. All right, I got a caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Who?
Caller? Hey, who's that?
Me? Ibot.
Ibot, what's up, bro? What's going on?
What's up, dude? Okay. That was really wonderful that you took the time to read that. I could totally tell you were boring yourself at one point. You're like, whoa, dude. Totally got myself in over my head. We'd be here all night if I have to read this. But,
Can you imagine if I did the Constitution instead?
Oh, my God. I think I would have to hunt you down, being very serious. For you, that was funny. But anyway, so I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a craving before for something? Like a food? Like a deep, not just like a regular craving, but like a real fucking hunger for it?
Yeah. I'm like that about Caesar salads.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just randomly be like, I feel like a really good Caesar salad. I just craving one for some reason. That happens. I used to have this thing for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Every time I would see a commercial for Kentucky Fried Chicken, they'd make the chicken look so good that I'd be like, wow, that looks fucking good. And it seems like, you know, Kentucky KFC is always like a good idea at the time. Seems like a good idea at the time, but after you actually suck down that shit, you feel so greasy and slimy and disgusting. Terrible.
That's for real, dude. Stay away from that. But
I wanted to
share a story with you, Vince, about
craving. Go for it. I love stories.
Okay. So this is a story called Have You Ever Had a Craving, or it's AKA that Subway sandwiches last a really long time. So I was about 15, and I had a craving for a Subway sandwich for 8 months. Can you believe that, Vince? 8 fucking months. I used to get these crazy cravings, and I would, like, track it. 8 months had this craving for a Subway sandwich. So one day, oh, my God, a Subway sandwich appeared in the fridge. It was a tuna sandwich, but it was my brother's. And my brother was very hardcore about don't eat his food. Have you ever known anybody like that?
Yeah, people are territorial about their food and their shit. I get it.
Yeah. Well, it had been in the fridge for about 3 days. I was, like, waiting to see if he was going to eat this damn sandwich, you know? I've been waiting 8 goddamn months for this shit. So, on the night of the third day, while everyone was asleep in the house, I snuck into the kitchen and stole his damn sandwich. But that's not the end of the story. See, I had this craving for so long that I didn't eat the sandwich all at once. No, no, no. I would hide it, I'd wrap it back up in its wrapping and hide it under my bed and then just take bites out of it. And I did that for a week until it was gone. And it didn't
cool.
go bad.
Cool.
It still
cool
tasted
story, bro.
As delicious
cool story,
butter.
Bro. Cool story, bro.
Have you ever had a craving like that to where you would do something like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Sort of. Yeah, no. I get cravings, sure. Yeah, everybody does. I think anybody can relate to that. Absolutely. Hey, porno puppies in the chat now. What's up, porno puppy? You just missed it. I recited the Declaration of Independence. It's technically 4th of July on the East Coast right now. So congratulations, everybody. That was my little present to you. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join me here, don't be shy. iBots is kicking it with me. I just got bombarded with tweets from I Has Candy and all his sock puppets. That's not cool, bro. That's like making me think I Has Candy might be in legion with Spyco. Is
what evidence
on?
Do you have?
Oh, hello? No, I think I.
What
no,
evidence?
I'm trying to make a sideways joke saying that I Has Candy, I think, has as many, if not more, sock accounts than as Spyco does.
You know who has a lot of socks? Squid. Squid has a lot of damn socks.
Oh, there's a lot of squids. Yeah, no doubt about it. Squid's up there. You know, those guys from Chronicle.su, those guys have a lot of socks. I hate
that it's called that.
I Has Candy just wrote me, said, Spyco don't got shit on this.
You know who's building up quite a bit of socks, but not through typical means, kind of being forced to make new accounts, is just another 7-7. This guy gets locked out of his accounts so many times. Oh, my God. Like, every day.
You know what I hate?
What do you hate? Tell me.
Ninjas.
I'm ready.
I hate ninjas.
If
there's two types of people on the internet, ninjas and pirates, I think I'm definitely a pirate. These ninjas
I would have to say I'm very proud of your decision. But what's your beef with ninjas?
They have attacked me. I invited them on the show. I invited them on the show, and I was very cordial, and they seemed very butthurt about me trying to quash the bacon meme on Twitter.
What's your beef with bacon?
I don't have a beef with bacon itself. I just don't like the fact that it's fetishized on the internet to the extent that it is. I think that's a wrong thing to be fetishizing on the internet. That and cats.
Well, Vince,
I think cats.
Bacon is universal.
seriously, everybody on the internet, you know, if you just go off of what they tweet and whatever, you would have met. It's just a bunch of crazy cat ladies on the internet. That's all it is.
You know, I actually think that's how Catterday got spread to the general population, was through legitimate cat ladies. Like, they were looking for pictures of cats. That's what they do. And lo and behold, they stumbled on 4chan. And they're like, oh, this is so cute. But yeah, that's what I think happened with that.
Are there any, like, cat gore sites devoted to cats?
Do you want a gore cat,
like,
picture?
Cat.
Have one that me and my friend Fat Tonio took. We call it the Rodney Dangerfield cat. I can send you the images.
No, I'm just, you know what, I'm just going to go over to kittymutilation.org. Check that out. It's a nonprofit dedicated to kitty gore.
You know what, that image actually got me in a lot of trouble, the two I have of that cat. Like, it had been, I'll describe it to you. It had been run over by somebody, and, like, we were ditching fucking, what class were we ditching? We were ditching photography, but we might have been ditching blacksmithing, I'm not sure. We were ditching some stupid class and driving around, and we came upon this cat that had been run over, and seriously, you know how Rodney Dangerfield, like, his eyes pop out of his head? You know?
Yeah.
That look
absolutely.
He gives him. Yeah. Yeah. So somebody had run over this cat, and the body was largely intact, except for one of the eyes had popped out of its head completely, and it still has the thing attached to it, and the other one's, like, bulging out like Rodney Dangerfield, and it has, like, bright blue eyes like Rodney Dangerfield, so we call it the Rodney Dangerfield cat. But, yeah, I have those images if you're interested. I mean, if you want to troll Catterday people, they're perfect.
Oh, I'd love to. We should do it together. We should both create socks, like dead kitties, or, you know, zombie kitties, and just troll all the Catterday hashtags with dead cats, mutilated cats, rotting cats. You know, I used to work for PETA, bro. Have you seen what the Chinese do to their cats? They fucking skin them alive, dude. It's fucking gnarly.
I used to volunteer at an animal rescue. Fucking just the things people do to animals sometimes. But then again, the place I volunteered at were a bunch of fucking idiots. They had this pit bull mix, and he was black, and his name was Titan, and I fucking hated that dog. I don't usually hate animals unless they're bad animals, and this dog was just... There was no reason for it. You could tell that he was born bad. Yes, people are born bad. Animals are born bad. Some animals, unfortunately, need to be put down because they're just too vicious. And some people need to also be put down. That's just the rule of the land. You don't keep crazy around, you know, because it might fucking kill you. So, yeah, I just had a beef with this dog. And then we had this other dog in there, and he was a bull mastiff, fucking huge, and his name was Bubba. I love the shit out of that dog. I used to take him running everywhere. But one day Titan got out of his cage, and there was this fight, and they were talking about putting Bubba down, and I, like, totally came to his defense all like a lawyer. I was like, no, you got to put Titan down, blah, blah, blah. And then I came in the next day, and Titan was gone. So that's my story. I'm not against euthanizing animals that need to be euthanized. Not every animal is going to make it. But then again, I grew up in the country, so I've dealt with a lot of animals and a lot of dead animals.
I'm starting to get hit up on Twitter by ninjas. I think my ninja comments were leaked into the ninja community by the Ninja Fed.
Well, of course,
Fed.
They hang out in your chat.
My Fed Ninja monitors my show, obviously. He's my NSA. He's the NSA contractor that's assigned to my show. I think he got passed on from a couple different people. He's now the one, apparently. And Zenobia sent me some ninja cat thing. Ace just tweeted me. He says, plug in my last tweet. He's doing a WePay to get a, buy a car, I think.
You know what? I read the WePay fucking whatever the fuck you want to call it, terms of service, because, you know, that's totally what it is. But after reading it, I'm like, this is, no, it's a little, it's actually quite hilarious, because they say a bunch of shit, and then on the side they have, like, cliff notes, and they're like, basically all we're saying is, and I'm like, oh my god, but actually you are not allowed to use WePay to purchase a motor vehicle. It's against their laws of the land over there. It's a huge fucking list. It's hilarious.
Cool story, bro. Hey, we got another caller. You want to take this call?
Who is it?
I don't know. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is it Tammy? Hang up on
No, me. Man. This Hoist. This Hoist from Beverly Hills.
Hoist from Beverly Hills. What's up?
Man, this privacy thing you talking about, man, it got me scared. I think like one day they're going to sell everything online, man. Do you think they get to the point where they sell your profile, everything you say on the Twitter, Facebook, everything, man, it's going to be out there. You can buy it. Do you think?
You can already buy that stuff. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we already know. It's like we already know this shit.
Yeah, it's kind of understood that I
think in this digital age, everything is going to be traceable. Everything is going to be archivable, if that's even a word. I mean, it's going to get to the point. That's why big data is such a huge industry right now. These big data companies just basically have like storage farms and to archive all this fucking data, because seriously, there are entities out there that are trying to collect all the data ever created and monitor it all forever, so it can all be recalled at some point if need be.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, you think if you use like a encrypt, like sometimes I get so emotional, I say, maybe I should encrypt everything, man. But you think they flag you?
Let me tell you something. If you think encryption is going to save your ass, it's really not. Because if they can access those files, if you get caught up or whatever, someone's going to be able to get into that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
You know what, bro?
I mean,
if you don't want to get
you're
traced,
pretty much not safe any.
Yeah, you got to use carrier pitch. You got to go offline, carrier pigeon.
Yeah, go off the grid, like they say, huh?
Yeah. If it's on the grid, forget it. They're going to be able to trace it, regardless. Maybe not right away, but eventually, yeah.
I mean, they're not going to find nothing on me. Maybe they're going to know what kind of porn I like or something like that. You know, I mean, I don't really care. You know what I mean? But you know, they're not going to get me for nothing. But that's not the point, man. People take it like it's no big deal. This is a big deal, man. You don't like anybody. Open your shade, look inside, you know, see you doing whatever you do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's the point, man.
Yeah,
who's
to say somebody working in one of these contracting companies, you know, is like a sociopath and has a beef with, I don't know, their neighbor or somebody, and they have access, they go, you know what, I'm going to see what my neighbor's talking to. You know,
yeah.
That fucking asshole, I know he's fucking my wife. You know, there's got to be some examples where people have crossed the line, have abused these privileges, and that's what I want to know. Like, I'm not surprised that the NSA and all these contractors have the capability to archive everything I've ever done. You know, that's not a revelation to me. What I want to know is, does somebody have some evidence of some misconduct by these agencies where they've abused that power? So far, right
well,
now,
what
we just,
would you consider misconduct?
Like I said, you find a contractor that has a personal vendetta and they use it, or like with the IRS, where these folks were going after people who had political ties. These Tea Party people, they're going after people politically. Well, who's to say somebody can't, that has access to this NSA grid, can't use it to, you know, snoop on a political opponent or something. I mean, they've already.
Does it bother you that they can do that?
Oh yeah, man. Because people use it.
That's too much information that, you know, that somebody can be privy to, and there are like hundreds of thousands of contractors that have access to you know, almost all the information, you know, there is on the planet. Like that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks for taking my call, man. Keep it up.
Yeah, right on. Thanks. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince the Bay. We got another call here on Skype. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. How's it going? It's Tokus. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tokus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, not much, man. Just thought I'd call in and say hi. It's just throwing muffins at fat girls, as always.
Do you really do that?
Yeah, man.
I'm just asking because, I mean, I've done some pretty mean things and it is quite hilarious. So I'm just like, are you just like LOLJK or are you like serious?
No, for real. Serious.
You really do? You've thrown muffins at fat chicks?
Yeah, just a couple weekends ago. Well, for one of my mates, Daphne.
I thought that was a figure of speech.
No, it's real. It's
yeah,
really
there's some mean people out there, Vince. So, you know, sometimes you gotta ask.
I wouldn't lie to you, Vince. Speaking of fat girls, how's that Paula Deen going into the porn? Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did not
wait.
No way.
Did she sign a contract with, what, with Vivid or something?
I don't know if she signed a contract yet. She's gonna go with some company. I can't remember what it's called. Hey, here we go. Pure Mature. Pure Mature. Look it up, man. It's on there.
Yeah. So my Fed Ninja is, I don't know what he's trying to do. He's trying to intimidate me or something. He just tweeted me, Vince, please. And included my FEMA Ninja and my ADD Ninja. Now he's going to get the entire Ninja community on me. This is great.
That's cool. Check this out, Vince. Since we were on the subject of throwing things at people, it reminded me of this thing. I don't know. I used to be kind of a really mean person, I guess, like really mean. And sometimes people on the road would piss me the fuck off while I was driving. Like, I used to have some, like, crazy-ass road rage. So what I would do is if I had, like, a drink in my car or smoking a cigarette, I'd get up next to them if their windows were down, or especially convertibles. Dude, I loved it when people in convertibles pissed me off. And I would just throw my drink at them into their car and speed off, or flick my cigarette into their car, still lit. Like, I didn't give a shit. I was like, you fucking pissed me off, motherfucker. You're going to get it now.
But yep. The unwarranted attack's better.
Huh?
The unwarranted attack is better. Just for absolutely no reason.
Well, fat girls deserve having muffins thrown at them.
And they enjoy it, because after they get pelted in the head with one, they pick it up and they eat it. Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Aha! Ninjas. Ninjas have nothing. Ninjas have nothing to fear from Vince in the Bay, except a sword fight. Ha
ha! Vince is losing his mind.
What are you talking about, dude? It's just a fucking soundboard. Get over it.
Dude, those ninjas are driving you crazy.
Yeah, they're living rent free in my head right now.
You know what
are you talking about tonight, man?
I started off tonight saluting the folks from Egypt on their second revolution in 2 years, and or 3 years, 2 out of 3 years, a revolution. Good for them. And then since it's our Independence Day celebration here in the States, and so I opened up the show reciting the Declaration of Independence, and then iBots called in, and it's pretty much been downhill ever since. So now you're here.
Yeah, nice. That's okay. No, I caught the declaration. That was pretty cool. Thought it was a piece of macabre theater, but I think you were half serious about it, weren't you?
I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah. How's the postal service scanning people's mail now? That's pretty cool.
Our postal service assume not even going to exist. They're slowly phasing it out. Like they used to do Saturday service, no more Saturday's service. Yeah, scanning people's mail. I mean, you're kidding me. They haven't been doing that already?
Yeah, true. It just keeps getting more and more absurd, though.
Oh, yeah, it's really, totally.
It's really crazy to watch from the outside, hey? See your country kind of implode on itself.
Not the first time it's happened in the world stage.
Yeah, true.
What was the last one, big one? Was the USSR.
Yeah. That's true. I think you've got something to do with it, though, Vince.
Who, me?
Head of the fascist party.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm doing my best to keep this thing afloat, but it's just I don't know.
It's all good. It'll come out in the wash.
But this public-private partnership we got going on, it seriously, as long as you are, on the right team. What recession? What Great Depression? What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's okay if you're not doing anything wrong.
Unless we just had student loan interest rates double a couple days ago.
It's amazing that there's not like massive protests about that, like that day that happened.
People don't care. People don't give a shit.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
It's crazy.
347-826-7667 is the number. I want to say hello and thank you to everybody in the chat room. It looks like we have a few more people who have joined us. About Blank is in there. Mechalina, thank you for sticking around. Chef Bonardie, Consolence, Dead Rabbit, 421, Free It All. Several guest listeners, iBots, Just Another 777, Ninjas in Paris in the house. What's up, Ninjas in Paris? Porno Puppy is in the house, as well as Perf Pinata, Scissor, and Tolkis. And Tolkis is on the air with us right now, which is nice to is a pleasant surprise. Of course, I also have iBots with me. Okay, now I will start reciting the Constitution.
Wait, why? Why are you going to do that? You already did that.
Just kidding, bro.
All right. Dude, you damn near put me in a conniption. Holy shit.
Just JK, bro. Just JK.
Totally got me, Vince.
Yep.
Pulled my face off right there.
Yeah, I did. 347-826-7667. If you're a first-time caller, you call in, you got to press the number 1. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air with myself and Tolkis. Tolkis, what do you think of this Egypt nonsense?
I think it's going to happen every 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's what they're on the road to.
Yeah, it's just going to be perpetual revolution. They're going to get someone new in, then they're just going to go, nah, don't like this guy either, nah. Because I don't know what they're doing. They've been under martial law for 4 million years or whatever. Like a kid with a bike. They're just learning to ride. They're going to keep falling off until, wow, that was deep. Whoa.
And it's actually not uncommon for this to happen, especially after, a dramatic change in the direction of the government. Look at Italy. Italy in the last ever since post Mussolini and the fascist party, they've gone through like 8 different governments, and they're always a mess. And they're in a mess right now. Like they're still trying to cobble together a government in Italy. It's disgusting. They're the most ragtag, least together, bureaucratic politicians and whatnot on the planet. It's disgusting.
Hey.
It's a total disgrace. What?
Hey.
What?
I heard that at one point in Italy, everybody were billionaires, but it didn't mean shit because their money wasn't worth anything. But everyone had like billions of dollars.
That's right.
Hey,
wheelbarrow,
you know,
for bread.
Say what you will about Mussolini and Hitler and all those dudes, but hey, at least the trains were still on running on time, okay?
That's right. Hitler did nothing wrong.
Same thing with the Assad. Things are working just fine. You know, maybe you don't like Assad, just like you don't like Saddam Hussein, but under Saddam Hussein, the trains kept running on time. Now it's just a civil war. It's terrible. It's a complete mess.
The camel trains.
Right. Okay, we have another call. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller? Hello? Oh. You hear the little tone hack sounds? Yeah, that sounds. Now that is that's I have candy. I have candy. Hey, somebody has some hideous background noise going on. What the hell's going on there?
Oh, that's me. Sorry, I'm making a coffee. Hang on.
Yeah, just self mutilate. I mean,
okay,
self mutilate.
Yeah.
All right.
Vince, that's not very patriotic.
What? What are you talking about?
Telling someone to self mutilate.
Dude, he's a foreigner. I can tell him to do that. He's not.
No, it doesn't even matter. We are supposed to be setting an example for the rest of the world.
I'm from America, bro. We tell people what to do, okay? Just like how the world stage plays out, if you're hanging out with your Egyptian buddy and your Jewish buddy, they have to do what you tell them.
What?
Yeah. Because we're American.
I'm not going to be able to take
We're like the world police, like the fucking movie, dude.
I hope you're trolling. You got to get along with people, man. I mean, there's going to be the people that just dislike you, and that's pretty fucking cool, whatever. But there's going to be plenty of people that like you. And you shouldn't be like, because you're from somewhere else, you're fucking shit. You should be more like, hey, welcome to the land of dreams. It's going to be really hard for you to make them come true because white is right. But you know what, motherfucker? You go on and fucking try because your people can be successful here. That's what you need to tell them.
Unless they have Sharia law, then they can get fucked.
347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, we still have an hour to go. So plenty of time.
Heck yeah.
This next hour will be dedicated solely to Buckethead. I will play Buckethead songs from now till the end of the show.
Can you play Whitewash?
Huh?
Can you play Whitewash?
What the hell's that? Is that a Buckethead song?
Yeah, motherfucker. I thought you were like Buckethead number one.
Well, which record is that off of? I'll find it.
Just fucking Google it, dude.
Dude, no.
Bing it, then, or whatever the fuck you kids use these days.
I have his song called Jordan.
No.
He did a song about LeBron.
Everybody plays that one. Everybody plays that one.
Whatever, dude. All right, I was
just
kidding.
I'm
not going to play Buckethead. That's unfair. You guys probably don't want to hear that.
What's wrong with Buckethead?
Nothing.
He's an unusual
fellow.
Buckethead.
I love
Buckethead.
But people like hate on him mostly that call into my show.
They're wrong.
I'm used to threatening my audience with playing Buckethead. But if you guys are cool with it, then fuck it.
Oops. Play it.
What?
We'll play Bob Cock.
Play
Bob Cock.
Bob, I don't have any Bob Cock.
You don't have Bob. You don't know Bob?
Let's see. What kind of music would Vince have on his playlist that isn't obvious?
Mariah Carey.
You think he has Mariah Carey?
Nope.
I think Vince listens to a little bit industrial, but I'm not sure what era.
That's a weird
I would imagine KMFDM, but I think that might be a little bit too gay for him.
That's
I think Sinatra fairly, for sure. There's plenty
accurate.
Of Sinatra.
Fairly accurate. Oh, someone in the chat room said Boyz II Men. Do you have any Boyz II Men?
Thankfully, no, I do not. Robert Palmer. No, that's a good guess, though. I should have some Robert Palmer on here. That's a good call.
Mike Patton.
Who?
Mike Patton.
Mike Patton?
Mr. Bungle. You'd have to have
yeah, I don't have any Mike Patton projects on here.
About the 20 minutes of him throwing things into the toilet. That's a great one.
I've seen a couple of his different bands. Like I saw Fantomas.
Yeah,
I saw Fantomas with what's his name, Dave Lombardo, on drums. Mm. Oh my god! Oh. I never saw Slayer live, but I saw Lombardo play with Fantomas, and he was fucking off the chain, dude. That guy's an animal.
What are you doing for the weekend, Vince?
I don't know. Probably touching myself a lot.
Fireworks.
Sleeping. Yeah, I think I'm going to go watch the fireworks tomorrow somewhere. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Are you going to take pictures?
What are you doing for the 4th, bro?
I'm going to restore the 4th, man.
Restore the 4th? Oh, yeah. What's up with that? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know if it's got to do with the day or the amendment. I don't know. Probably both. Something to do with illegal searches and seizures and, you know, all that stuff that we don't care about. Now I'm going to go hang with, what's his name? The ANCAP, that crazy dude that's going to go dress in black and walk around Washington with loaded guns. What's his name? Kokesh. I'm going to go hang out with him for a while.
Dude, is he really going to do that? Is he still doing that?
I reckon he will. I don't know. He's still in prison, isn't he? I don't know. They arrested him at that 420 thing.
Yeah, I know. He got arrested like twice at a 420 demonstration.
He's lost his marbles by now. He's fully lost his marbles.
Oh my god! When he announced that, he's like, "Okay, we're gonna do 1,000 people armed march on DC." I was like, "Holy shnikes, dude! You're fucking crazy."
And by the way, I'm an anarchist. Like, yeah, okay.
Don't even get me started. Faggot new age anarchists. We need to have love and peace. Like, do you even anarchy, bro? Really?
Do you even anarchy, bro?
I anarchy the whole net.
Yeah. I would say I like to lean towards liberty-mindedness. I consider myself liberty-minded. I'm sort of, you know, if I lean towards anything in the political stratosphere, it's probably libertarian-ish.
Libertarian fascism.
Yes, libertarian fascism.
You exactly must be. Yes, we will enforce your liberty on you.
You know what? I trolled myself hard when I registered to vote. I registered to be part of the Green Party at 18 because I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah,
a good idea.
Dude, no, Green doesn't mean they're the weed party, bro. It means
no, it wasn't even about that. I barely smoked weed back then. I was actually detoxing back then, and I joined the Green Party, and I was like, fuck yeah, you know, they're about freedom and this and that, and I realized my mistake. They're a bunch of lazy do-nothings. They don't even know what they're talking about half the time. I'm like, are
That's
you
right.
freaking serious, you guys? Really? I am not a fan of the party that I've joined.
They're all flying around in G6s.
Dude, I actually voted for, full disclosure, I actually voted for, what's his name, Ralph Nader one time.
But you were high, so it didn't count.
The Bush Gore 2000, yeah. Because I always vote third party as a protest vote, or, you know, whatever. My vote is always a protest in one, some way, shape, or form. And
I always write in one. I always write mine in. I always
I've
put another little square down the
Yeah.
You know, during
I'm
one
the
of the
too.
Like one of the primaries last year. One of the primaries last year for senator, I wrote in a sicko.
Nice.
He was then a non sicko. Now he's just sicko, but at the time he was a non, so I put a non sicko. So a non sicko got one vote for US senator in last year's election. Guaranteed.
I always write in Batman.
I write
He's not the
my
hero.
Mom.
Yeah,
He's not
occupation.
The hero
occupation. Hero.
Hero. But he's not really a hero. He's not the one we need anyway.
Yeah, he's not fucking Snowden. No, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
How's that bitch doing? What's he up to now? Still hiding in the Russian airport?
Oh, he's still kicking it with Putin, drinking vodkas in the hotel lobby.
Putin could barely withstand that grin, hey, when he was saying, oh, he can stay just as long as he doesn't do anything against America.
Yeah, you can totally stay, bro. You got to promise that you're not going to share any more information with the outside
world. Pussy riot.
I think he's a smart guy.
Oh yeah, Putin's already got. He's
Vladimir,
he's like,
yeah, I think he's pretty
we've already,
smart.
We've already fucking mirrored all your hard drives. You can move on.
Yeah, I reckon Snowden is actually. I've been thinking about it. Hey, and I was all on the Snowden bandwagon, going, "Yeah, he's awesome. He's great." But read some of your tweets, and I'm like, "No, actually, he's actually a double agent."
I'm not talking about Snowden. Snowden is bananas.
Bro.
Triple.
Yeah, triple agent.
You guys are freaking on this guy's dick right now. You need to realize is that Mr. Vladimir Putin is a genius.
Gangster.
He's a very good leader.
Well, he's total gangster. Yeah, he's fucking ex-KGB, dude. He knows what's up.
You don't get to be, president of Russia without cracking a few eggs. Or bears.
Exactly. I mean, he fucking runs the show, man. Who else has had... It's him. It's been him for like the last 10 years, maybe almost, and it's going to be him
for the next 20.
10 more. He's running. Yeah. He's fucking running it, bro.
Fucking OG. He's there. That's how they should settle.
I wish he was our president, but American, more Americanized, with that same attitude.
Okay, I just got a tweet from MyFedNinja. He says this class. Boring. Can we learn about dragons?
I fucking love dragons, dude.
All right,
you know,
let's
one of my favorite books
talk about dragons.
Is Jeremy Thatcher, Dragon Hatcher. I don't know if you guys ever read that. Like, I think it was like assigned reading in like fifth grade or some shit. But dude, I love the shit out of that book. That is an awesome book. I fucking love dragons.
Dragons.
Who
cool.
is your favorite dragon? Let's start with the foreign guy.
The foreign guy. My favorite dragon was the one in the Silmarillion, the Tolkien book, the Silmarillion. The one that, was it Fëanor? I think Fëanor went up against him. And then, what was his name? It was like Legolas's great, 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 great grandfather or something went up against him, cut his arm off, and then stabbed him. He was pretty cool. I can't remember what his name was, but they could talk in Tolkien. Oh, they can talk in everyone, can't they? They're pretty good.
Yeah.
But they didn't breathe fire, these ones. And they didn't have wings. He was like they used to call them drakes or something. They're pretty cool. Not as cool as ligers.
Vince, who's your favorite dragon?
Oh, hands down, Puff.
Really?
Puff the Magic Dragon. Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? That was like a staple of my childhood. I can't. Yeah. It was a great cartoon.
The animated one?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the anime.
With
yeah,
Jackie
yeah,
Paper
of course.
And that pissed off little girl or whatever.
Yeah. Does Falco count as a dragon?
Hell yeah, dude. I fucking love Puff, but he's not my favorite dragon. Though, I would definitely love to see Han Elite. You know? No, he's not my favorite dragon.
Falco.
No. Falcor is a pretty cool dragon, but I always, like, when I was a kid, I thought he was, like, part poodle. I was like, it's the pink poodle dragon. But, yeah, Falcor, having a luck dragon around would be nice. But no, he's not my favorite.
That New Zealand guy.
I'm surprised you guys aren't getting it, because it should be a little bit more obvious, you know. My favorite dragon.
Okay. Now Ihaz Candy is quoting me out of context and trying to smear me on Twitter. I really don't appreciate this. Ihaz Candy.
What is he saying?
All right, we're getting some feedback going on here. Is that? I think that's Tolkis.
Not me.
Yeah, it's Tolkis. Tolkis,
what
you got to get your technology together, bro. That's you know what I'm saying. If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay with iBots and Tolkis. We're talking about dragons currently.
We're putting dragons on pause because I want to know what this person's saying. How is he smearing you?
You mean fucking dildo face?
Yeah.
God, I forgot his name. I has Candy. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what he's saying. Let's see. Let's go look at my mentions here. Vince in the Bay claims Hitler did nothing wrong. What's that about? I never said that.
No, you didn't. But someone did. And, you know, I wouldn't take it so personally. You just think about it, like, instead of them saying it directly about you, they're just saying it was said on the show.
Yeah, that was me.
You know, you shouldn't let your brain go to those ways to where it makes you vulnerable. Because they're going to get you. Don't let yourself get caught.
The foreign guy said it.
Yeah. Blame it on the limey.
That's right. Bitches.
Yeah.
4267667 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vince in the Bay.
Oh, God. Is this?
Vince in the Bay. You 1965 radio ripoff killer supporter, you. You son of a bitch.
It sounds like this is Nature Boy, everybody. Nature Boy, what do you want?
Yeah, that's exactly who this is. The Nature Boy. Woo! 16 times. Woo! Limousine riding. Woo! Jet flying. Done. Every other drinking. Rolling.
This guy needs to be shot in the ass with a tranquilizing dart.
Boston are hell of a drug.
In his next episode.
Who is this bitch that is interrupting me? Who are you? You tell him to shut up when greatness is on the line. You understand me?
This is
your you listen to me, you 1965 radio rip-off artist, you deactivate your show right now.
No, I'm not going to.
Let the man speak.
All right.
Let the man
speak. Greatness. That's what you were referring me as, baby. Greatness. Woo. Have you ever ridden Space Mountain, baby? Woo.
Okay, wait a second. Have you been saying woo this entire time, like after everything? Because the chat was saying it, and I was trying to hear it.
Yeah, woo. He does.
Wait a minute. Have you ever ridden Space Mountain, baby? Woo.
Space Mountain in Disneyland?
Space Mountain, baby. It may be the oldest ride in the park, but it's still got the longest
fuck yeah,
ride.
Space Mountain.
I can go, oh,
I'm on board with this guy. What else gets you excited?
Yeah. Is that it, Nature Boy?
No, never it was Nature Boy.
Nate, is that only
I also like bath salts.
You don't like bath salts?
No, I said I also like bath salts. Smoking them.
You're smoking bath salts? What?
Hell yeah, I'm going to eat someone's face.
You know what?
Yeah, that sounds like what Ric Flair's probably doing right now. He's probably eating his own face. All right, let's bring on Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi, are you there?
No, hang up on this guy.
No, Hammy, you're on. What's up? Unmute yourself, Hammy. Are you there? All right, he's not there. Okay, I'll just leave him. That's weird. Both those guys are unmuted, but I can't hear them. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to... Oh, shit. Sorry, folks, if I hung up on you, my bad. I just totally hung up on my entire switchboard. Sorry, folks. Call back in, Hammy. 347-826-7667 is the number. Okay, so this person just called in, put their hand up. What's up? Who's this? Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller? Going once, going twice. Caller, one more time. One more chance. Gone. Yeah, oh, yeah. You know who that was? That was I Has Candy. Later, bro. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm very happy to have...
Did I get hung up on?
No, you didn't get hung up on. No, you're still here. You and Tolkis are helping me hold it down. I appreciate it. You guys have been troopers. All right, let's bring on Hammy.
We got to get back to dragons.
Oh, yeah, we'll get back to dragons. Hammy, what's up? Hammurabi's code, are you there?
Vince, this is a sign. You know, you just...
No more callers. You're right. No more callers. No more callers. Yeah. You're right. It's just going to be the two of us.
No more fucking callers.
I mean, the three of us.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
All right. I had to give it a chance. I did it.
Hey, I just misread this headline here. It said, I misread it. It said, U.S. sinkhole swallows car with woman inside. I thought it said, Asher Wolf swallows car with woman inside.
What was that fucking dragon movie? Where it was actually pretty dumb. I didn't really make it past the first part when they were going down the elevator chute into the fucking rocks. But, like, it was really dumb.
Spider-Man.
They aired it on Sci-Fi. No, like, okay, so the opening sequence is, like, New York, but, like, dragons are coming out from under the ground. I don't fucking know.
Puff the
really
Magic Dragon. Was that Puff the Magic Dragon?
No, it wasn't Puff. It was, like, one of those sci-fi movies.
Was it your last the trip?
No.
No. Oh, sci-fi movie. Sorry. Oh, it was 2001: A Space Odyssey.
No, that movie. But
All right, Hammy,
yeah,
are you
so
there?
My favorite. Hammy is not there, then.
Yeah, he's here now. Hammy, are you there? We can't hear you, Hammurabi. I don't know what your fucking major malfunction is, but you're not there. All right, sorry, I cut you off, iBots. Your favorite what something or other? What was it? Go ahead, continue.
My favorite dragon. Did you catch it when I said it?
No, I don't catch anything.
Okay,
Repeat.
It's pretty damn. I think it would be pretty damn obvious who my favorite dragon would be. It's Smaug. The dragon.
Oh, yeah. Peter Jackson's
pretty
turning
cool.
Me into a bitch, but...
I used to have this dragon book, and it was, like, called The Book of Dragons, and, like, it was pretty much this guy. He was, like, an illustrator, and he just took a bunch of, like, dragon stories or whatever and just did the pictures for all of them, and the way he, like, portrayed Smaug was pretty badass. It's, like, ruby red on a pile of gold, and...
See the guy who did the illustrations for the original book, because they were pretty good. Fuck Peter Jackson for turning that into a three-part. Fucking wanker. Jesus. Milk some more money out of us. God.
You don't like the Hobbit movie?
I mean, it was pretty cool how they brought the brown wizard into it, even though he wasn't in it, and how they're doing the whole Tol Guldur thing. That's pretty cool, but... Like, I enjoy that, and the backstory with the dwarves and shit. But Peter Jackson, come on. It was only meant to be two parts, and he turned into three. And there's bits where I just had to start fapping in the cinema because I was getting bored.
Speaking of getting bored, I'm getting really bored. I'm going to go to my board and try Hammurabi again. Hammurabi, you're unmuted. Are you there? Yeah. No, I'm going to boot him again. He's got to get a better. He's got to get a better connection. All right, folks. You know what? I got to take a break. We're going to come back with more Dragon Talk. With
you should play Trogdar, the Burning.
No. Oh, good idea. I'll play it right now. Here it is. I'll be right back with iBots and Tolkis and more. Join us 347-826-7667. BRB.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hey, it's back with you for another 30 minutes. I got iBots with me and Tolkis. Hey, Tolkis, what's your Twitter, dude? What's your Twitter?
It's Kefo, K-E-E-H-E-A-U-X.
Wait, K.
Double E.
E E.
T H. K A U S.
E A U S.
X. X for xylophone.
Keep what? Oh.
Kipo.
Kipo.
The pH is, yeah, pH is an F, and it's got an EUX like Plato.
You know,
it's an
you
amazing
can
name.
Type it out to him in chat.
It is. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but I'm outside smoking.
Oh yeah, how's the weather?
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Southern Hemisphere weather.
We're having very, very hot conditions here on the west coast of the U.S. It's, we had, 19 firefighters die last
week?
Yeah,
that sucks, man.
In Arizona? Insanity.
Nah. Well, the wind just got the best of them or something.
Obviously, dragons are awakening from underneath the earth, and it's causing a rise in temperature.
It is. This is all related to dragons, of course.
I saw this once in the documentary.
All the fires have been started by dragons. There's been an outbreak of dragons fighting in some of these areas, and some of their fire, will start wildfires.
Yes, I agree.
I can't argue with that. I don't have all the facts, so I can't argue with that.
That's one for me. 347-826-7667. We got a half hour left. If you want to jump in here, there's plenty of time to do so. We tried to get Hammurabi on, but he was having some technical difficulties. It's too bad. It's too bad these guys can't get their technology together. If you missed it, we had Nature Boy earlier. I apologize, folks, for Nature Boy. That's what he does.
He's cool. He's very excitable. That's a very good quality to have.
Somebody have a parakeet in the background there? What the hell's going on?
That was me, sorry.
Focus again.
God, that foreign guy. You should have a geo block on your show, Vince.
Talk what?
You should have a geo block on your show.
A who?
A what?
I have
a
no idea.
A geo block.
What?
So you
a
know.
A Jew in a box.
Yeah, Jew in a box.
That's
my
a great idea.
Name.
That sounds like a. You know what? That sounds like a segment off of Russell League Radio, though. That sounds like their territory.
There was a That's for real true. Jew in a box in Germany. It was part of a museum display.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw that story, but yeah.
Crispy skin. Extra oil.
You know what Jews didn't cause? Dragons.
That's right.
These dragons are mightier. I just had
to
throw that out there.
I like to imagine a history where Hitler rode a dragon.
Really?
No one would have stopped him then.
No, Hitler, incorrect. Hitler had unicorns, though. He did have unicorns.
It's true. And spaceships.
Mm-hmm. There's no law against having unicorns. And again, I'm not endorsing him. I'm not saying he did nothing right, like some people want you to think.
That's right. They're just the,
and we all know course. We all know I'm more of a Mussolini guy myself. So I'm sort of indifferent to Hitler. In fact, I'm a little bit pissed that he kind of twisted Mussolini's arm at the end there. That's kind of fucked up.
I don't know what any of that has to do with dragon, but
we're getting a little feedback party going on here. I think that would be. Thanks to Tulkus. So, Tulkus, you're getting some feedback going there. Got a little reverb going on. She locked that down. Thank you to MyFed Ninja for tweeting me. No more Puff Magic Dragon. Okay.
See, you guys would never get along. I don't know why you even bother. Proof right there. You love Puff. He doesn't like Puff. That should be where you draw the line, Vince. Just saying.
347-826-7667 is the number. There's plenty of time to take calls. I don't know why the last two callers I haven't been able to successfully unmute, or at least they haven't been able to unmute themselves. I wonder if there's some weird shit going on with... Every once in a while, BTR will put out a notice saying, oh, yeah, there might be some problems with call-in numbers at certain times. Such a shoddy thing, man. And you know what sucks is there's no direct alternative to the format they have here. There's, you know, there's other comparable platforms, but nothing that does the exact same thing that this thing does, but better.
Do you miss being trolled?
Do I miss being trolled?
Mm-hmm, on your show.
Have I not been trolled already tonight? I mean, I just got trolled like 20 minutes ago by Ric Flair. Are you kidding me? It was 20 minutes ago.
I don't think that was a troll, buddy. I think you're misinterpreting it. You got to learn to realize when it's funny. So.
Oh, my bad.
You can't laugh.
You should be like my producer or something. You seem to have a handle on how I should do things here.
Yeah, that's just how I roll, man. I'm just trying to look out for you.
Yeah.
So
well,
maybe
we still
have
need
a
to
heart
do...
attack on show or something.
No. I'm not gonna have a heart attack. I'm fucking stoked. The show's almost over. What was I gonna say? Oh, we still got to do a medical marijuana show with you. I swear to God, we're going to do a weed broadcast, and it's going to be awesome. And I think we should have My Stoner Jesus as a guest for that show, too. My Stoner Jesus. I mean, Stoner Jesus. There should be a Stoner Jesus Ninja in before My Stoner Jesus Ninja.
We should have all the stoners on that show.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I know some other peeps that are local that would probably be into that, too. I really want to plan like a good, solid thing with that. I don't want to be, you know, flying off the seat of our pants type thing. All right, let's try Hammy again. Hammurabi, are you here? Hammurabi's code, you are unmuted. See what I'm saying? This is nothing.
Type to him in the chat.
Okay, typing in chat.
He's there. Did your fat face hit the mute button on your phone? Hammy, you might want to double check that.
Hammy, we can hear you. Oh, wait, check that. Can't hear you. Oh,
he
doesn't
phone.
He doesn't computer very well either. Yeah, he doesn't know how to computer a phone. That's too bad.
Then it was fun.
Big day, Hammy.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. We are kicking it freestyle tonight off the top of the dome with iBots and Tulkus. And if anybody wants to jump in here, don't be shy. Oh, hey, there's Jewish producer in the house. What's up, Jewish producer? Another Blog Talk Radio host. Actually, Jewish producer, maybe you can help me out here. I have had several callers call in recently. I think most of them Skype, if I'm not mistaken. And I unmute them, and I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing. It's just, you know, he's unmuted. He thinks he's on. I can't hear him. Has that been a problem that you've noticed, Jewish producer, maybe in the last day or two? Skype, unmute, silence, yes. It happened to him once. Okay. Well, it's happening to me right now with Hammurabi's code. He's unmuted. I don't know why we can't hear him. But I'm not going to worry about it anymore. So, iBots, are you more of a sativa person or an indica person?
Well, I should be an indica person, but...
Yeah, shit.
But no, I kind of like sativa heavy hybrids better.
I think you were right with your first diagnosis. I think you should look into more a little more indica.
I like the way they make me feel.
You seem pretty energetic as it is. I think this puts you in your like hyper overdrive, dude.
What?
Like
totally not hyper
like
overdrive,
day smoking
weed, you...
dude. That's like day smoking weed.
Let's
you do that in the morning with your coffee. And you're flying.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't start smoking weed until I get off work, and then I smoke pretty heavily on the weekends because those are my days off. But I'm not high at work.
Do you know
how much shit I have to remember, dude? There's a lot of stuff I have to remember. And then I have to help, get people the right strains that'll actually help them and, all this stuff. It's a lot of stuff. If I was high, I'd just be like, shit. Just get whatever, you know? So, no, I can't be doing that.
Okay, Hammy is saying that you can't even weed. He says Scissor and you are dykes, that you guys scissor together. That's why she calls herself Scissor. And he's saying all that you're talking about is bullshit. And dragons suck, too, is what he said.
He's just pissed because I called him fat. That's how, don't you know that's how girls react when they're angry? Poor Hammy. She's so angry. Look at that.
Fed Ninja just says Jews did not cause dragons.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, they're
glad
quoting
he agrees.
Yeah, I missed that. I think I was screening calls. I don't know. But MyFedNinja, I appreciate you following along on the broadcast. It has been a long show, but we're almost there. We're in the home stretch. Hammurabi's code, I apologize, everybody. He is sort of he's sort of manhandling the chat room now. There's nothing I can do. He's technically not scrolling. He's just talking a lot. Which he can't do. Apparently, he can't do via a phone call or Skype or whatever he's on.
I made him angry. Look at that.
Yeah, he looks pissed. Are you mad, bro? Wow, he's really upset that he can't get on. I never,
because he wants to tell me off so bad.
You know the two people that get most butthurt about being muted? I don't know who gets more butthurt. Hammurabi. Or Gonzo. Those two guys get majorly very sensitive about being muted. Very sensitive. The most accommodating troll, the one that never questions when I mute him because he knows it's usually for good reason. Shmoop has never complained about being muted or anything, ever. And he's hilarious. He's one of the biggest trolls on the fucking goddamn internet.
Yeah, the Wrestle League's watching a movie tonight, or your usual movie. Wrestlers.
Oh, what's the movie tonight?
I watched it for a little bit, and then I did a little bit of Xbox, and then I came here. So I wasn't paying too much attention.
Speaking of movie night, Jewish producer, he does a show here on BTR with Mr. Midnight Movie. They used to talk about movies all the time. Now they just talk shit about other BTR hosts, which is pretty hilarious. But I'd love to get Jewish producer and Midnight Movie on here and do like Siskel and Ebert with them. I think that'd be badass, man, to do like a movie review segment.
No way. What kind of movies would you review?
Just like whatever the big movie that's coming out that week. Just fucking totally rip on it. Or not.
That's your plan, huh?
Why not, dude? I got to make this more of like a variety show, I think.
It is a variety show, just not tonight.
I don't have.
And
the thing is, I don't have any guests.
Is so quiet.
The internet's very quiet right now.
Go ahead.
That's because everybody's like trying to avoid being overheard by the NSA. They just know everything's tapped, so they're just like, "Fuck it, I'm on vacation. I'm unplugging." Good for them.
Yeah, I'm just gonna give
July.
Them. I'm just giving them metadata. No content. Then again, that's me. In a nutshell, no content. Just metadata.
That's all we're good for now. It's just metadata. We're out there to produce now. More and more data.
And then the asteroids.
Pretty soon they're just going to get robots to do all the data producing, and we're going to be ass out.
Fuck yeah, Skynet.
We're
going to
be phased out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Eventually, machines will take over. It's inevitable. You'd be stupid not to come to that conclusion by looking at the way things are going.
I don't know about all that.
Hammurabi is demanding that somebody wants. Wait, somebody answer his question. I don't even know what his question is. He's saying, okay, this is what Hammy says in the chat room. He says, "Would you like my full attention? Answer the fucking question right now, faggot." I don't even know what the question is, dude. What's the question?
I don't know if he
God,
was talking.
Hammer off, really? Fucking butt mad tonight.
I insulted him, of course. He didn't hear it when I said LOL JK, but obviously it was beneficial because he got trolled.
Hammy's like 53
years old. I've just been on a roll
old.
All day.
Hammy's like 53 years old. Hammy, how are you going to get trolled by like a 16-year-old, dude? Seriously. Movie meme charade? What the hell? My Fed Ninja's nuts. I don't know what's going on with that ninja. Those ninjas are crazy.
That ninja needed to call in and explain himself, but not on Skype because Skype is broken.
Skype's broken right now?
Well,
how am I,
I'm going
to How am I called into the show now? How am I called into
I
the
know.
Show right
now? Well, you explained
right
to
now.
Me why all your Skype callers can't come through.
I know. It's a conspiracy. It's just... We're the only ones locked in.
Uh-oh, someone in chat took down Skype.
Someone in chat took down Skype?
Yeah, don't you see the confession? That's like as dangerous as saying I shot Tupac.
Oh, speaking of Tupac, did you hear about the new JD record?
No.
Oh, let me tell you. This is Out of Gawker by Adrian Chan. Says Jay-Z's new album is basically a massive data mining operation. That's right, Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail is not so much an album as a co-branded multimedia content delivery platform presented by Samsung, trademark Galaxy, trademark. He announced it, after all, during an epic commercial on the phone, and Samsung is getting... This is the longest goddamn run-on sentence. This is worse than the fucking Declaration of Independence. Jesus. Samsung is giving away 1 million copies to people who download a special app by July 4th. But now another more unsettling use for the album has been made clear. It's a massive data mining operation. Fans used to obsess over album liner notes. Now they freak out about TOS. And he's got a Killer Mike tweet in here. Atlanta rapper Killer Mike noted on Twitter yesterday that when he tried to download the Magna Carta app, which has racked up more than 500,000 downloads, according to Billboard, it requested some oddly intrusive permissions from your Android phone. Why does Jay-Z need your GPS location? Is he going to cruise by on a platinum-coated jet ski, personally chucking out copies of the album to people who download the app? What the NSA needs to do, clearly, is start giving away Jay-Z albums. People will be lining up to turn over their metadata. So they have a screenshot of this Killer Mike tweet, and it says, add permissions. He's trying to load the app, and it says he took a screenshot of this thing. It says, add permissions. Jay-Z Magna Carta needs access to storage. Modify or delete the contents of your USB storage. System tools. Prevent phone from sleeping or retrieving running apps. Your location. Approximate network-based location. Precise GPS location. Network communication. Full access. Full network access. Phone
I don't
call.
Even know what you're talking about anymore, dude.
Read phone status and identity. It's all these. This app, before you load it on the phone, if you want this new Jay-Z record, is you got to give them your GPS location, access to your system tools, access to all this storage. So, you know, they're fucking, you know, essentially loading you up with cookies and shit. And you know, getting all your metadata. Jay-Z wants your metadata.
Jay-Z is on another level.
Obviously, he wants your metadata because he's going to log you in the system and set up a bunch of black people with guns around it, and they're going to protect it like gangster style, and all you have to do is purchase his new album to be a part of this. Super security from Jay-Z. That's what's really going on.
That's what's up, yeah.
Pretty damn obvious, don't you?
Yeah, Jay-Z's part of the Illuminati. I think he just sold his interest in the after he helped bring the Brooklyn Nets to Brooklyn, or the New Jersey Nets to Brooklyn. He gave up his stake in that company, and now he's a NBA agent. He is now representing, I believe one of his first signings was fucking Kevin Durant, who's totally Illuminati. I can verify this. I was actually at a live performance. It was a basketball game between the Golden State Warriors and Oklahoma City. I swear to God, after one of his dunks, Kevin Durant made the Illuminati pyramid signal blatantly into the crowd. Like, it was obvious they were blowing us out. They were already up like 17 points, 18 points. I don't know. He put down a dunk and put them up like 20, and then he came down after the dunk and just looked at the crowd and did a fucking diamond signal. What's that
about?
Do
you think that Jay-Z doesn't deserve the success he has? Like, where is this obsession coming from? Is it because he's so successful? It just doesn't make sense, or what?
Look, you know what?
I'm working, man.
I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
And a what?
Oh, you heard me. Have you ever heard my 99 trolls?
Is that a song?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it then.
Too bad. You're going to have to hear it.
All right.
Have I ever told you about Zuzana?
No.
Oh,
what?
Wow. Remind me to tell you about Zuzana one time. Somebody in the audience has to know what I'm talking about. I've talked about Zuzana in the past. Every once in a while, I have to talk to her about her. Tell everybody the story of Zuzana, but I'm not going to do that tonight.
Does Tolkis know about that?
I don't know. Tolkis, have you heard? Have I told you about Zuzana, Tolkis?
No, but I'm pissing. Hang on.
Okay, great. Another person pissing on my show. Great. Congratulations. you enter the canon that includes...
Yes, no, Zuzana, I've heard legend of the legend of Zuzana, but never the legend itself.
Okay.
Now the time.
Right. Well,
shall I be initiated?
Remind me. I'll tell you about it sometime. I'll tell you about Zuzana sometime, but not tonight. It's just not appropriate tonight.
You know why Jay-Z is doing that thing with his app? So he can round everyone up, put him in FEMA camps. Jay-Z fans are going to be the first in the FEMA camps.
No doubt.
Fact. It's a fact. I wouldn't lie to you. Do you want to hear my fish tank?
I don't know. I just can't imagine Jay-Z as a super bad guy.
I have actually, to be honest, I've actually worked with Jay-Z. I one time worked on a production crew that recorded him for a press junket for the release of one of his clothing lines, and I was part of this crew that we just hung out in this showroom, in the building in the offices of this company or whatever, and we just kicked it with him for the afternoon as different news outlets came through. Like there was E Entertainment, a bunch of hip hop magazines.
How many times did he cover his nose?
Never, dude. He was just kicking it, dude. He was cool. But he wouldn't stop talking. Everything he talked about related back to money. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Like he would be having these conversations essentially about like, oh, I just read that Dave Matthews is now third, highest grossing tour this year, and he's just, he keeps track of all that shit.
Yeah. Well, that's
he's like comparing himself to the Rolling Stones and shit. Yeah, he's trying to leave. Like, you can tell the dude's trying to leave a legacy, no doubt about it, man. But he was cool. He wasn't very animated. He was very reserved, very chill. But he had his handlers with him. There was this chick that essentially hired the crew that I was with, and she was some executive for Def Jam or something, and. It was weird. She was kind of these interviews. She would be coaching him during the interview, like over the shoulder of the whoever was interviewing him, like just like through like hand signals and different looks on her face.
Yeah.
He kind of. Oh, you know what? There was this really obnoxious reporter from like I don't know. It was some the TMZ type of outfit, just totally obnoxious. And she was late, and she was just kissing ass and just being stupid, and he kind of, like, was mean to her.
Oh, that's it. You heard it first.
Like, huh?
He was mean to someone. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah, he was kind of like...
his fault now.
Yeah, he it was kind of funny. It was weird. He kind of blew
was
her
he
off.
Was he mean because, like, he felt like she was disrespecting him or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. How dare you come late to my my interview? And she, and not only that, she was like babbling about some Lindsay Lohan shit or something. He's like, I don't want to hear about that. I don't care.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was just, I used to do a lot of production stuff and saw a lot of shit behind the scenes. And it's not as glamorous or as you think sometimes, but whatever. I mean, that guy's built a little empire of himself and, That's the dream, right? That's what KY's going for.
That's it. That's the one. KY, what a champion. He's the next Jay-Z, for sure.
Yeah.
Breaks the riches.
Okay, all right. All right, we got to get out of here. Really quick, before we sign off, let's go. Tolks, give us some final thoughts. You have the floor.
Dragons are awesome, and my fish are now fed, and I've been to the toilet. And my stomach's a little bit grumbly, so I need some food. But it's been nice to hang out with you, Vince. Thank you very much, iBots.
No problem.
Right on. Appreciate the call, iBots. We're about to wrap it up here. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, it was an interesting show. That's about it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out. I appreciate it. Thank you everybody who stuck it out of the chat room. People who are still hanging around: Chef Bonardee, Consulence, Dead Rabbit, Free It All, iBots, Jewish Producer, Perf Pinata, Scissor, Tolkis, And anybody else I've missed, thank you so much for listening. And I will be back at some juncture in the future. Oh, yeah, Friday night. Friday night's going to be a fun show. I've got some special surprise guests lined for Friday night. I don't think you're going to want to miss this. So, yeah, I'll be back Friday night for Free Ball Friday with special surprise guests. And until then, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. Peace out. This goes out to Jay-Z, yo. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't wood.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass trolls say flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I'm like, fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take it.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vince in the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on
one hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go, trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail, cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got dude, the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's... I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but...
I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch.
If
you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? This is a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she's on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Once
you know
you
my man's
man
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. All new. Sonny's, what's up, bitch?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. In the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
Surprise, nigga!
Thank you, very nice.